Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find these free and available as we do bring you the next collection of the tomorrow's 2022 stars here today. And we've had almost 150 players on the pod so far and a month and a half to go. And we're going to be getting plenty more of them on for you. As we always like to say, no more than the name, and we think this allows a perfect platform to do exactly that. Today we're going to be joined with the Kansas Jayhawks standout defensive back, Ricky Thomas. I like a lot about this young man, and he's joining us right now. Ricky, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you, my friend?
Pretty good, man, pretty good. Just finished working out. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. Workouts, where are you training and when's your pro day?
I actually just got finished with my pro day maybe like 4 days ago, but I'm still at school right now.
Oh, okay. Training. How'd pro day go for you?
It went well, man. I ain't hit my numbers I wanted to. I felt like I could have done a lot better in a few areas, but it was still pretty solid, I'd say.
Fair enough. You know, it's such a tense day. It's you get labeled by that specific number, which is so ironic. I think it's a little bit lackadaisical, but hey, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, you have had a fabulous Jayhawks career from the time you arrived. I mean, you basically made your impact known. Did you expect to have such an easy transition from high school to big time football?
I went to JUCO first. So I went out to JUCO out there and out at Blinn College in Houston area, Brenham, Texas. So it was still a big transition though, you know, because that's from playing JUCO ball to Power Five. But I adapted pretty quickly.
Yeah, yes, you did. I'm curious, after JUCO, what other schools were looking at you before Kansas?
Houston, ULL, I was talking to, Minnesota. They wanted me to, come back one more semester, but man, I couldn't. I was so ready just to be done with JUCO. I salute anybody that takes the JUCO route, man. It's a tough route. I had like 10 other offers.
You know what, Ricky, it's kind of crazy though. You'd be surprised how many guys come on the program that kind of went the JUCO route, and lo and behold, you know, they're at a Power Five program doing what they do and, you know, training for the draft and everything that comes along with being in the same situation you're in is just prep and preparing for this next level. Let's kind of rewind all the way back to the Pop Warner Pee Wee days. Was Ricky Thomas the better athlete? Were you the kid scoring one touchdown after the next?
I play everything whenever I was younger. I started off in New Orleans, left right after Hurricane Katrina, and then I moved to Downsville. And basically they had me playing everything. I was playing running back, corner, safety, wherever they needed me, I was just playing it, man.
Fair enough. So kind of take us through the progression of middle school, high school. You said multiple positions were played, Ricky. How do you kind of end up in that defensive back role?
It was my little league coach. He liked it. My aggression on the field. You know, we used to. I forgot what the drill called, but you lay on your back and then you on the whistle you turn around and y'all have to collide. And I used to hit hard. And my coach, I still remember his name. I'm still in contact with him to this day. His name was Coach Spencer. He just loved it, my aggression and how aggressive I was. And he always used to call me Lockdown Ricky Taylor, but I kept saying, my last name is Ricky Thomas. My last name is Thomas. And he used to always call me Lockdown. So I just carried that torch that he instilled in me, man. And I just carried it all the way through.
And here you are. Now, listen, we know any guy that at your level, at the way you compete, I don't think there's any self-doubt. But when do you know this is really a real opportunity, that this NFL thing is really a legit thing that you can accomplish? When does that kind of sink in?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It kind of sunk in late. I guess like pro day, seeing all those scouts interacting with them, they telling me I have great hips and stuff like that. That's when I really felt it. Like I felt like it was real, and it's here.
Yeah, you know what? Not to piggyback off some of the other guys, but I've had a couple guys on in the last couple weeks that they said the exact same thing. Pro day was the day it kind of really set in that, wow, this is here. And you see all those guys with NFL logos on their jerseys, or I should say on their sweats,
yeah,
and hats and clothes, and you see them, and it sinks in. And yeah, you went through, and I've been to I've been to a ton of pro days, and it is such a quiet, it's like a miserable feeling. You know, there's no music, it's just quiet, everything's so, you think it's like, you know what I mean? It's like solemn, there's no excitement. It's, you think you could be like, wow, the bench press, I think the bench press is the only time you kind of really get everybody kind of joins in and backs each other up. Other than that, you're running your 40, your buddy's stretching, this other guy's preparing for this. Kind of run. So, but hey, it is what it is. Now, let me ask you this question. We throw you in the film room. You're with these NFL scouts. They're breaking down your tape. What do you think they're going to love about you, my man? What are those hallmark home run abilities they're going to pop off the tape, or they're going to have to get you in camp? They're going to have to get you signed to that 53-man roster.
I'll say my physicality. And play recognition. I spend a lot of time in the film room, so that's a big part of my game. I know how to recognize like formations. I know what's coming out of those formations and stuff like that. So I'm a real student of the game, man. And just my physicality and my want to, and because I've always been the smallest guy on the field, so I have to stand out. So. Just those things, man. I feel like that'll take. It took me this far, so I just feel like it's going to continue to take me down as I want to be.
Fair enough. What's it like going up against you? 3rd and 8. I'm lining up against you. What's it like to line up against Ricky Thomas?
You know you're gonna get my best every play, and we're gonna compete. This ain't gonna be no walk in the park, man. Let the best win.
Nice. Are you chatty?
Yeah, I talk a lot. Yeah, I talk a lot on the field.
That's all right, man. Hey, it all goes into it. Listen, I kind of tend to get a little out of control myself. Not so much trash talking, but I'm definitely a guy that feeds off energy. Sometimes I think I can beat certain people with things, just because I get crazy, and I'm the worst one. What goes unnoticed, my friend? Film study. It could be team captain, weight room warrior, great in the community. Maybe this defensive scheme at Kansas didn't allow you to showcase other skills. What else do you need to know that can help you fall in the good graces of these teams around draft time, Ricky?
Say that one more time.
What can help you get noticed by these teams? What don't we see on film? You could be a great team captain. You mentioned you were a film junkie. You could have been a weight room warrior.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I felt like I was just a great person to be with. You know what I mean? I remember I was sitting in Coach Lightpole's office, and he loved my selflessness, I always look out for others, Like, that's why I was a team captain on the team. Guys knew my true self. They know, I care about others. I want to see others succeed more than, I succeed. So I always was there I always try to be there for my teammates. Anything they ever needed, I try to give them that. And I was just that type of guy that wants to see others win around me.
Fair enough. And this is one of my favorite questions to ask. And you talked about your love for watching tape. Can you think of a play breaking down tape, you're breaking down film, Saturday rolls around, and what you see is coming to fruition on the field? And it doesn't mean that you don't, you know, it doesn't have to be a play where, you know, you intercepted the ball and you returned it 90 yards for the game-winning touchdown, but it could have just been a play where you just told your teammate to get in the right position. Does anything come in the mind?
Yeah, I still remember. It was a good hit I had for TFL. I remember, I forgot the team we played before Kansas State. It was one of those games. They got me on it. So there was like in weak flex. Weak flex is like whenever the yoke is opposite of the passing strength. So that's what we call it, weak flex. It's their fullback for Kansas State. I got hit on it a few games before, and then it's like a little line screen from out the backfield. And I just remember they got in weak flex, I believe, and the receiver hesitated to block, and I just triggered. And the guy tried to do a line screen, and I triggered so fast, and I just hit him in the backfield. I got up and celebrated.
I love it. See, anybody that saw that play, they just thought, oh, he made a great play. But, you know, that's that play recognition that you mentioned earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Coming to fruition. I love it. Excellent stuff. Ricky, listen, my man, we are almost out of time. It's been a real pleasure having you on the show and letting our audience know who you are. But we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out. A few lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Yeah, let's get it.
All right. Now, you mentioned earlier in the program, Coach Leinpold. Does he have any pet peeves during practice? An absolute no-no? If you get caught doing it, you might catch a little hell?
Well, he actually have a few of them. I would be like, you cannot take a knee on the sideline. He don't play that. No knees on the sideline. And if he say it's a touch period, it better be a touch period. If you try to thud or anything, he's going to just lose it. He's going to lose it on you. He's a great guy, though. I love him, man. He's really changing his program over here. I can't wait to see it in the future.
Nah, very nice. That's very nicely said. And how about this one? Now, you mentioned earlier in the program that you aren't afraid to get chatty out there. What receiver did you face up that liked to talk as much as you?
They don't really talk much, man. They really be laughing and stuff like that. I believe, who was it? Oklahoma, number 11 for Oklahoma. We was chatting back and forth. That was the only guy that would chat with me. I can't remember his name. He was the receiver at Oklahoma. I believe he transferred, but yeah, it was me and him. We'll go back and forth.
I love it. Hey, and then the final one, as we count down the days to this draft, I assume you're going to be with family and friends watching and waiting to hear your name called. Special day. That said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next football journey, Ricky?
Man, I would say it used to be my mom, but she's really sick now. But I would love my sister. She makes some good red beans and rice. That's what I love, or some gumbo. That's my two favorite meals that I love to eat. Yeah, definitely.
Well, prayers to mom to get better, and hopefully sister kind of delivers and gets you the gumbo and everything you need so you have a wonderful draft day.
Appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the standout, Ricky Thomas, here on the C2P, breaking down what this young man brings to the table. And pound for pound, this kid is tough as nails. Like I said, I did not know he began his career at the JUCO route. That's something that slips past me. You guys know I hate missing all my cues. But nonetheless, to kind of take shape, and this kid is fabulous. A lot to like about him. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.